It is time for another edition of Dennis's Top Tips for a Healthy Lifestyle, or as we like to refer to it, it's time for an audio version of Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Well, I usually say mighty fine, so I'll say mighty fine. But we're all battling through this virus. 8 billion people on a planet, 65 million on an island called Great Britain, and we're all trying our best battling through. So I thought I've just spent 3 years writing a book on what I've learnt health-wise. My mother wheeled me in my pharmacy. I've been here over 50 years. In fact, my mother, when they say wheel me in, she wheeled me in my pram 81 years ago. This Sunday, I am 81. And she wheeled me in the shop 81 years ago. It was Brown's Chemist in 90. Oh, our centenary is next year. I hope you'll come and join us for the celebration, Alex. Yes, the shop was opened in 1923, and we're coming up to 2023. So next year, the shop will have been here 100 years. And I've been here, as I say, over 50 years and doing prescriptions. We have five doctors across the road that we do elderly people's homes, nursing home prescriptions. We do a lot of dose sets for elderly people. We do about 10,000 prescriptions items every month. We don't do lipsticks or makeup or Christmas gifts. We don't even do baby food. But there's a staff of 11, three chemists, four dispensers, three drivers to deliver. So we're very specialized in what we're doing. And I got into health products many years ago when I came across the world's rarest mineral, a tablet that costs 10 pence a day. It's called BioSelino Precise. It gives you the precise amount of the world's rarest mineral, selenium. And guess what? Great Britain's soil has got one of the lowest levels of selenium in the world. And you need selenium. It costs 10 pence to take a tablet each day of this BioSelino Precise. And you need selenium to make 25 pathways in your body. I'll say a few of them. Selenium P, if you're making enough, helps to protect your liver. Selenium K, the letter stands for the organ, that protects your kidney. Selenium M protects your muscles. Selenium N protects your nerves. Thioredoxin reductase selenium, that one helps to protect your heart. And glutathione peroxidase selenium, what a mouthful. But that one, if you can make it, helps to protect you against viruses. And at the moment, we've got COVID-19. So in parts of the world where they've got high selenium, they make more of this glutathione peroxidase selenium substance, and it does help to protect against any virus. That we know that in different parts of the world where they have low selenium, there's been higher incidence of viruses. And so talking about helping to protect and recover against viruses, I'll mention some of the other things that we've been learning a lot about, especially the last 2 years. So we all know that October, November, December, January, February, March, in Great Britain, we don't have a lot of sunshine. And there is a chemical in our skin which is required to be turned into vitamin D. And the Medical Association of Great Britain have said that everybody should be taking vitamin D because we can't make enough because we haven't got enough sunshine from October till about May or June. And so there are even drops available you can buy in your pharmacy, even for babies. with the right dose of drops to give even to babies, to give them vitamin D. And then I'll mention the mineral zinc. Now, you know, you've heard of calcium, you've heard of iron, and now I'm mentioning the mineral zinc. And zinc is in 200 pathways in your body. And some of those pathways help your immune system. Another mineral, magnesium. Now, I was in Geneva, Switzerland, 30 years ago, and I heard the World Authority in Geneva, Switzerland, where there were different lectures being given, and the World Authority on magnesium, he explained that magnesium is in 800 different pathways in your body. And many doctors, I've seen videos from a heart specialist from Leeds who was saying that we are all low in magnesium. We just don't get enough from our food, especially from the Western diet. And so magnesium, being in so many pathways, can help the nerves. It helps the nerves. And so if you've got night cramps, by taking magnesium, it helps the nervous system. If you feel anxious, if you feel depressed, although you may be on medicines from your doctor to help you, by taking a supplement of magnesium, like biomagnesium, that's a tablet which costs about 5p. And if you take one or two a day, then you will get higher levels of magnesium, and all these hundreds of pathways in your body will be able to work much better because they've now got the right material, the right building block. So Winston Churchill is quoted to have said, give us the tools and we can finish the job. And it's the same with your health. If you have too much cake and chocolate and sweets and biscuits and jam and marmalade, all these things I've just mentioned, you know, they're not really food. We talk about the word treats. Well, the treats, you've got to have a treat. You give your children a treat. Your grandchildren come to visit you. You give them a treat. But that word treats is actually telling you the problem with all this sugar. Because treats, T-R-E-A-T-S, actually, I worked out, stands for terrible results eating all that sugar, T-R-E-A-T-S. And the amounts of diabetes, which is rocketing across the world and here in the UK. I mean, type 1 diabetes is usually caused when an autoimmune reaction takes place in that unfortunate person, and their own immune system attacks the pancreas and stops them making insulin. And then they have to be on insulin for life, and that will maintain the correct sugar levels. In type 2 diabetes, which is rocketing across the entire world, mainly because of the diet, people are eating either too much food and not getting enough exercise and working it off and storing it as fat. And then they get a fatty liver, the biggest organ in the body with more jobs to do than any other organ. And then they get a fatty pancreas, which is where the insulin is made. And if the pancreatic cells, called the islets of Langerhans, named after Dr. Langerham, I think he lived about 90 years ago, he discovered these cells in the pancreas. The pancreas is the organ that makes insulin, and the little areas called the islets of Langerham, named after him, those are the actual cells which make your insulin. And if you overeat and become overweight or obese or very obese, then not only is your tummy and your bottom and your double chin with all this overweightness, but all the organs, especially the middle part around your tummy, where you've got your kidneys, you've got your spleen that makes your red blood cells, and it's part of your immune system. You've got this massive organ, the liver, the organ of detoxification, and that's where you store iron, which you need to make the iron, to make the oxyhemoglobin, to carry the oxygen around your body. So putting on weight, being overweight, being obese, being very obese is not a good thing. And of course, many people have reached these stages. They've not been able to go out as much. People are having fast food takeaways several times a week. People, because they may be in low mood, are eating more cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits. And the children aren't running around the streets playing games. They're all, the modern child now from the age of about three is on laptops and iPhones and computers playing games, but they're sitting and sitting and sitting, and they're just not getting the exercise that children for centuries have been getting, the right amounts of exercise. So that's another thing that the virus has pushed us into, getting much more diabetes. The numbers are becoming astronomical, the amount of people who are getting diabetes. So these products that I'm mentioning are to try and help you pull back, try and go back to a more healthy way of having a healthy body. I will mention the biggest selling thing in my pharmacy, which is a capsule. It's called Q10. It's got the letter Q with the number 10. And humans use this Q10 formula of this Q substance. It gives you your energy. It's made in your liver, and it converts the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe. It joins them together to make energy. I know the listeners know that water is H2O. They know that oxygen is O2, but they probably don't know that ATP, adenosine triple phosphate, is the symbol for the energy that we have. Every cell in our body, 30 trillion cells, has little sausage-shaped engines. You can see them under a powerful microscope. They're called mitochondria. And these mitochondria, there's 5,000 in each cell. You've got 30 trillion cells. Multiply 5,000 by 30 trillion. That is an astronomical number. And in these engines, these mitochondria, when you eat food, the blood carries it to the mitochondria in the cells. When you breathe oxygen, the lungs transfer the oxygen to your blood supply, and the blood supply carries the oxygen to the cells. And then in the cell, the oxygen, that's why you breathe to stay alive, plus the food, that's why you eat to stay alive, have to be joined together, the food and the oxygen, to make this energy molecule, ATP, which stands for adenosine triple phosphate. And when you break a triple phosphate, one of the phosphates, triple means three, so the third phosphate part of this molecule breaks away, and now you've got adenosine double phosphate. And in that little explosion in your mitochondria, up to 5,000 in every cell, and 30 trillion cells, so you've got a very lot of engines. And when that ATP, adenosine triple phosphate, is broken into adenosine double phosphate, when that third phosphate breaks up, that explosion, that's the release of your energy. But the Q10 is the substance that joins the food you're eating and the oxygen you're breathing. It's your Q10 levels made in your liver, which join them together, the food and the oxygen, to make this energy substance, ATP. So all your life, you're eating food and breathing in oxygen. But as your Q10 production goes less and less, as you pass 20, you start to make less Q10 in your liver. And that's your maximum levels when you're 20. You can go rock and rolling in the nightclub till 3 a.m. and get up for work at 7. You have plenty of energy. When you get to 40, you could be in the Olympics if you're fit, you're slim, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you do exercise. At 40, you can be in the Olympics. But when you're 40, your liver, where you're making this Q10, which joins your food with your oxygen to give you energy in the mitochondria, the little engines in your cells. When you get to 40, your production of Q10, the joining substance to give you your energy, has gone back to the production of when you were a two-year-old child. And when you're 80, I'm 81 next Sunday, then when you're 81, your levels have gone back to a one-year-old baby. And you can become, when you're in your 80s and 90s, you can become more frail. You can become weaker. You haven't got the energy of when you were 20. But when you take 100 milligrams of Q10, this amazing substance that gives you energy, when you take 100 milligrams, you have products like bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. That's one brand of Q10. And then you've got Hook's Q10, which is another brand of Q10. And we sell these brands in our pharmacy. And we've been selling them now for many, many years, because these Q10 capsules are putting back the missing levels that you had when you were younger. I put my mother on 3 a day when she was 80, breakfast, lunch and dinner, 100 milligrams, breakfast, lunch and dinner. She did all the bookwork and VAT and deduction cards, tax codes A and B, statutory sickness benefits, maternity grants for a staff of 11, right up to her death at 92. I had my uncle David on them, and he lived to 99. He had his own computer and he ordered things online. When I was in Sweden 5 years ago, there were results of a trial in a village. I went to the village to hear the results. There were 400 people. Nobody was under 70. They were all between 70 and 88, 70 to 88. Half of these people were given two capsules of this Q10 substance, one with breakfast and one with the evening meal, and one tablet of that Bio Soleno Precise, the selenium tablet that cost 10 pence. And half the people got the real products and half got the dummy ones. We call them placebos. And they followed these elderly people for 5 years. And they were all between 70 and 88. And when they were looking at dying from a heart attack or a heart-related problem. And the amazing result was that at the end of 5 years, the death rate in people age 70 to 88 had reduced by an unbelievable 54%, that's by half, in those elderly people taking a Q10 100 milligram capsule, one with the breakfast, one with the evening meal, and a tablet of Soleno, Bio Soleno Precise. That's an amazing formula to give such a wonderful result. And Q10, because it's giving you energy, can help angina, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, even infertility. A lot of women are getting married not at 20, a lot are getting married at 30 and 32 and 35. And there are a lot of women now compared to 50 years ago who've never had a baby. Even at 30, the number is very high compared to the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s. A lot of women are in their 30s and they haven't had children. And one of the reasons I've helped people to have children is that when a woman is born with a million eggs, she's got all her eggs when she's born as a baby girl. Round every egg, there's a layer of cells called the cumulus cells, and they make Q10 to give the fertilized egg the energy to multiply and multiply and grow into a baby over the 9 months. But the older eggs in the older woman, the cumulus cells are making less Q10. And so by giving women, especially women over 30 who are trying for a family, by giving them 100 milligrams of Q10 with breakfast, lunch and dinner, and the tablet of selenium, because that helps fertility as well in men and women. And there is a bark of a tree tablet. It goes under the name of biopycnogenol. And that is wonderful for the blood supply. So these products, I've been selling them to people who've been trying to start a family, especially with older women over 30. And I've seen success that one couple, she was 36, he was 40. They'd been trying for years under the care of doctors. I gave them the Q10, the selenium, and this bark of a tree tablet, which helps circulation, called biopycnogenol. He is now 44. She's 40. In other words, 4 years have passed. And amazingly, they now have a son of 4 and a little girl of 2. You know, that's a very satisfying result when they phone me to tell me that through those products, they are now parents of a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. Another product I wanted to mention was from the sap of a tree in South Africa. It's called ModuCare. It modulates with care your immune system. The immune system is so important because there are 19 cells being made in the main bones of your body, and they constitute half of your immune system. The other half is in the lining of the bowel. The lining of the bowel has a layer of cells called the GALT, G-A-L-T, which stands for the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. And they are activated by what we call the probiotics. Those are the friendly germs you can take in a capsule. You can buy them in capsules, probiotics. And they activate the lining of your bowel, which is half your immune system. And the other half of your immune system is the stem cells of your bones. And in the major bones, these T cells, we've been hearing a lot about T cells with COVID-19. And when you take ModuCare, which stands for modulating with care your immune system, that greatly helps your immune system. So I've attempted to help people battle through COVID-19 with good results by giving them more energy with Q10 and by helping their immune system with these products I've mentioned. ModuCare and that mineral selenium also helps your immune system. The mineral magnesium I mentioned before, helping nerve growth, is also very important for your immune system. The person who discovered ModuCare was the Professor Patrick Buick at Stellenbosch University in Cape Town. And he's been using it for 20 years. When he first got it, he's been giving it to people with the other well-known virus, HIV, and he's been giving that to pregnant women with AIDS and babies with AIDS and getting improved results by helping the immune system. So all these products I've been mentioning, are helping to maintain a healthy immune system. You know, we say that disease comes in through the mouth. Going back to that phrase again, you are what you eat. And when we say you are what you eat, if you haven't got in your food, the modern diet, the takeaway, the fast food, the way they're processed with chemicals, we'd all like to leave. We'd all like to eat very healthily. We'd like to eat produce straight from the soil. If we all had a garden, if we all had our own carrots and cabbage and cauliflower, if we all had our own chickens and cows and sheep, and we're all living on farms, we could go out and get the straight from Mother Earth, then we probably wouldn't have as much illness as we have, because the processed food that so many of us are eating are not giving us the quality of the vitamins and the minerals and the trace elements and the right proportion of fat, protein, carbohydrates. And so the word xenobiotic, you've heard of probiotics, the friendly germs I mentioned before. You've heard of antibiotics to get you better when you're ill. But the word xenobiotics was dreamt up to cover all the things in the last 200 years that the human body and animals have had to put up with.
That'll be a wonderful way of actually increasing your vocabulary as well for xenobiotics across the globe, which is wonderful. Dennis, when next we speak, you will have had another revolution of the sun around, or the earth around the sun. So it'd be a happy birthday time for that.
Okay.
as always, a delight. Keep on keeping on. And a reminder, of course, if people actually do want to actually contact Dennis the Chemist directly, you have got an address that people can actually write to, I believe.
If they just put on an envelope and stick a stamp on, and on the envelope put Dennis the Chemist, Prestwich, Prestwich, Manchester. Even if you don't put the postcode, M251FX, even if you can't remember that, Dennis the Chemist, Prestwich, Manchester, it will get to us, because after 55 years in my pharmacy, the local post office know me, and we will post you. You don't have to put a stamped addressed envelope in. We'll stick a stamp on another envelope and send you notes back to your home on anything you heard today that you would like to see in print. And if you want products, you can just phone the shop. Then you can Google us, info@dennisthechemist.com, and you'll see our phone numbers. It's an easy number to remember in Manchester, 773 and the year 1994. 0161 for Manchester, 773 for Prestwich, 1994. Thanks for listening.